This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like these, you need to find a heart's way to clear the blocks to being in your heart where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this place. I can support you to create space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. I can help you to get back to your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of our work together, your life starts to unfold, become aligned, and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com and we can create a program to assist you. I also have a free 30-minute consultation to find a heart's way to hear the gentle guidance of our soul. So tonight, all month long, for October, we have been talking about living in the present moment or having present moment awareness, and we are doing readings. We are doing readings on our soul purpose, so give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Tonight, we're discussing how to find your heart's way through how living in the present moment can improve your career. So give us a call at 248-545-7685, or you can use the instant message right at the front page of newskyradio.com. So, all right. So we're talking about living in the present moments and how this can improve your career. To live in the present moment requires us to be focused on the here and now instead of worrying about the future or regretting the past. When you aren't living in the now, you're most likely living either in the past by looking at a person from your past event that you wish you had done differently, or remembering something you want to hold on to. Or you're in the future projecting your hopes and your fears. Many of us spend a majority of our lives either reflecting on the past or projecting into the future. So if we were to look at, you know, how living in the present moment could improve your career, you know, a lot of times our career is impacted, one, by the relationships in our work environment. And usually that can range from, you know, it really varies, but often what happens is because our work is where we spend a great deal of our time and relationships are where we grow spiritually the most, we will, you know, we'll encounter certain people in our work, whether they're our clients, whether they're our coworkers, whether they're our bosses, whether they're our suppliers. I mean, it really depends what type of business you're in and how you relate to people. And they will be the ones that are here to assist us to grow. Our intimate relationships do that as well. So our definitely, you know, relationships are really the thing that they're really what helps us grow. It's really what is pushing us on our spiritual evolution. So when we think about our career, that is certainly one area, looking at our relationships and how our relationships can improve our career, how living in the present moment can improve the career, but by looking at how the relationships, how you interrelate with people within the work environment can assist you to shift your focus and shift how you are thinking about things. And so when we're talking about either reflecting on the past or projecting in the future, oftentimes, you know, we focus a lot of energy on how we would have liked to have had a conversation differently with either a coworker or a client or somebody within the work environment. And, or we project, you know, our fears or our, you know, sometimes our hopes. So, especially with the tough financial situation that we've sort of all been kind of accustomed to over the past couple years, as it's went from bad to worse to, you know, a little bit better, and we just keep going back and forth. And so we certainly project hopes into the future. But mostly when we're looking at our career, again, it has a lot to do with our relationships within that work environment and how we project or how we reflect from the past those relationships. And it's really interesting because a lot of people, you know, we hold anger, we like to blame, we, you know, taking responsibility, we either feel guilty or we're trying to blame somebody else for it. It's really interesting how the dynamics work. But give us a call. Let's talk about what's going on with your career, where you would like to see some changes, how you would like to stay more present. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. This is a live call-in show, and it is October 20th. We need to learn to break through our patterns and our reactions so that we can be in charge of our responses. We would like to be in control of our lives. However, there are always situations, events, and people who can interfere with our sense of being. So this is where and how I usually relate with our career, that people and the relationships in our work environment are what is interfering. And certainly, learning to respond instead of reacting. Reacting is clearly an unconscious action. It is when we just find ourselves in a reaction, which means we are recreating a similar pattern that we've had in the past. And so a reaction can look like many different things. It can be positive as well as negative, but it's still a reaction. It's still something that's caught back in our unconscious that is from a pattern from our childhood. And so learning to understand what those patterns are, learning to know what our reactions are, knowing that when, depending on your work, your boss, typically boss have control and manipulation issues, and likely they are reflecting a parental relationship from your past, and specifically a parent that had control and manipulation. So usually that goes into a boss. It also goes into an intimate relationship if you are a woman. It's very interesting how we kind of shift our patterns and how those patterns and reactions get recreated in very many different situations. But certainly, because we're in work very closely for a long period of time, relationships are what create a good, a positive, or a negative reaction from us. So it's just about becoming aware. It's just about learning what it is that we are going through within our relationships. So we have a caller. It is Kathleen from New Jersey. Welcome, Kathleen.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm great.
Well,
how can I help you?
Go ahead. I was listening to the show, and I have a career dilemma. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I've been unemployed for 2 years.
Okay.
And I got to get back to work.
Yeah, you do.
For my own self-preservation.
Exactly. Okay, we're not going to be able to delve into it completely. We'll have to go on break shortly. But okay, so tell me. So 2 years. What have you been doing? Where has your focus been? What have you been trying to get? Are you trying to get back into the same work environment? Like, what happened to your last one, and what have you been doing lately?
Well, my last job, I've been in payroll for 20 years.
Okay.
And I was a payroll manager, and one of my staff made a mistake, which I had warned the powers that be a mistake was going to happen because we weren't given a lot of time, and sure enough, she made a mistake, and I got fired. And okay. I, with the economy the way it is, of course, I was trying to get back into payroll because
that's what you know.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. So hold on, Kathleen. We're going to go to break.
Okay.
Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or use our instant message on the front page. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Hi, I'm Sue Lundquist. I want to help you to embrace the life you've always envisioned. Listen to us on the I'm Thankful Network, Monday through Friday. Listeners from all the backgrounds come together as we identify the truly important aspects of life. The I'm Thankful Network is like comfort food for the soul. In short, we want you to be positively positive about where you are headed. Join us every weekday for the I'm Thankful Network. Fun, educational, and empowering. Tune in to find yourself all over again.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness, and there are three different modalities that I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and support you to become more aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally to assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. And intuitive energy clearing is about ridding you and your space of negative energy by helping you to connect with your natural, positive, powerful, true self and restoring balance. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here on the Sky Psychic Radio. I also have a new show with my co-host Jean Adrian, and it is called Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. on the Sky. And I have a show live on Thursday evenings right on my website, intuitivesoul.com. And tonight we have a live call-in show, so give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or use the instant feedback right on the front page of newskyradio.com. And we've been talking about how living in the present moment can improve our career. And let's bring Kathleen back. So, Kathleen, while on break, I sort of was looking into this a little bit more. So I just, in the moment of what we're talking about and how I was talking about how relationships can impact you, and certainly that is what has happened with your last job. Mm-hmm. There seemed to be, even though you were aware and you were trying to bring up this information, somehow there seemed to be a bit of a betrayal around that. Now, I guess what I want to ask is, has that been a theme within your life? Has there been people that have sort of stabbed you like that before?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. I want you to look at that and try and understand why you created that, or what it is that you're wanting to grow from. What are you wanting to heal around that issue? And I would certainly, you know, take a look at some of those areas that this has happened to it, and, you know, get it all the way back to your childhood, because that's where it will have initiated in the beginning. And, you know, look at the reactions. Look at why you feel, why is, because this is a core issue for you. So it's something that you are here to work through and heal. So these people, even though they feel like they are the problem, are really just the messengers to help you grow in this specific case. So something around betrayal that leaves you abandoned or leaves you out on your own, all alone, is playing
really,
a pattern.
You know, I really try to be, I guess the word is like retrospective. Like, what could have I done?
No, yeah, that's not the question, though. There's nothing, that's not what this is about. This isn't
okay.
about what could you have done, because you didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
This is about, in cases of betrayal, in cases where you thought, you know, you were doing everything right, and mm-hmm. you were, it's not about that. See, these things that come up, they're messages for us. They're messages to help us understand why we keep creating them or attracting them into our life. Attracting is probably the better word than creating, but
okay.
It is our responsibility. They're things that we are here to grow to understand. So there was something about abandonment with betrayal, usually starting with betrayal, that has led to you feeling very alone and isolated in different areas of your life. So not just your career, but certainly in other areas of your life as well. And you've had, you know, so I want you to just sort of be aware that this is a reaction that you have. There is something within you that believes that through, because of your experiences, you know, you can prove that people do this to you. But in reality, you're here learning about this. You're here to understand it and heal it. You're here to know absolutely that you are loved and accepted for who you are. But we often feel that we aren't, that if we trust somebody and we put our trust into somebody and we think that we're doing the right thing, we get betrayed. We get stabbed in the back. And that's your belief, and that's why it's created. Because what I'm seeing around you right now is lots of great growth. There's a lot of new beginnings starting. So whatever you're doing to try and find something is about to pay off in a big way. There is something that's coming very soon within your reality. There is a job definitely coming to you. So have you been putting out new things lately?
Oh, yes. I've got okay. resumes everywhere. I've gone to, you know, especially with the holiday season upon us, I went to
right.
every retail
okay.
place and put in applications.
Okay. Well, something's going to come out of that.
But how do I change this cycle, though?
That's it. That's what we want to talk about. That's what we want to say. Like, when you look at these people around you, why do you, you know, can you bring it back to your childhood? Can you remember when you picked up this belief that people will betray you? Do you know what happened to you when you were young? I'm getting something happened at age 5. And there may have been something earlier as well, but whatever it was, it felt bigger around age five. Do you have any recollection of anything happening around age five?
Yeah. I don't have natural siblings. I have adopted siblings. And when I was four, that's when my first sister came.
Right.
And then when I was...
And were you the biological daughter of your parents?
I'm the biological daughter. But I don't remember having a negative reaction or a feeling of betrayal, and now mommy and daddy won't pay attention to me because there's a new sister. I actually remember the day she came, mm-hmm. and I had this favorite toy, and I wanted to give it to the new baby sister, and I was very protective over her. I've never felt consciously that I feel betrayed in any way, although the two of them have betrayed me, because when my mother died, they made the accusation that my mother somehow gave me more because I was the natural child.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have betrayed me. But I, you know, that's the only thing that really, the major thing that happened when I was, you know, 4 or 5.
Okay, so remember that mm-hmm. because you were so young, mm-hmm. you may have actually picked it up from your parents, or you may have picked it up from your new adoptive children, too. So it's not necessarily that it was your specific belief that has been creating this, but mm-hmm. you picked it up as though it was. So the betrayal that happened, whether it was because you felt betrayed being the only biological child and having, you know, opening your home to others, mm-hmm. or, you know, whether they, you know, their abandonment as they came into that, this new home, knowing that you were already well established, that you were actually theirs. I mean, just know that there's a whole bunch of different dynamics at play in a situation like that. So was there at any time, though, that you felt that a lot of the attention, were they babies when they came into the home?
No, I was 4 or 5 when my first sister came. She was 2.5, 3.
Okay.
And then the other sister, the youngest, she was 10 months.
Okay.
But I remember being very motherly towards her because she was a baby, and because she did need, in my eyes, I remember feeling that she did need protection.
Mm. Right.
So, you know, I even as a little child, I would get mad at other kids if they would tease my sisters because they really weren't my sisters.
Right.
I remember actually getting into some fights because I would refer to them as my sisters,
mm-hmm.
and other kids would say, no, they're adopted. They're not your real sisters.
Right.
You know?
And so there's a whole bunch of dynamics that are in play there, but I guarantee you that it's through those experiences, and maybe even your mother, although I'm sure she was happy. See, these, you know, what goes on consciously, what goes on what you remember, and what, you know, what you take on unconsciously, which may have been yours or may not have been yours, has been probably what has created part of this. And then, of course, later on, after you gave and gave and gave, you know, the betrayal that you felt from them, you know, is adding to this betrayal as a part of your experience. So even though you may have been excited about them coming, there is an aspect of you that felt betrayed. And whether, you know, whether you consciously felt that at the time or not, that's something that you picked up at that time. And so,
right.
And so, and that's understandable because
mm-hmm.
for so many reasons, that's understandable. And you may have picked it up around you from the reactions around you, from the other people around you. And, you know, mm-hmm. why would they, so many things could have created this unconscious belief, but certainly that would be something to look at. So if I were to looking at that, I would just, you know, start thinking about, okay, so if betrayal is what I believe happened, even whether it was or not, because there's part of you consciously that doesn't believe that was a betrayal. So you can clearly say, no, I was happy about that. So if you can start looking at your life and saying, I am loved and accepted for who I am. It had nothing to do with whether I was biological, whether my sisters were adopted. There was no betrayal there. When I perceive betrayal, it's not really necessarily what's going on. It's just your perception of it. It's what they did, why they did it, was not to get back at you, even though that's what we may see. But to start shifting that focus, that's not why they did it. They have their own reasons. They have their own issues that they are working through. They are trying to show love and acceptance in the only way they know how to do. So we all have our own definition of what love means to us. And unfortunately, some of our definitions of love mean betrayal, mean abandonment, mean pain. And so we're usually recreating that. Doing the some of the, like, they're not, it's not conscious. We're not consciously aware that when we, you know, we try to control somebody, or we try to manipulate somebody, or we try to betray somebody, that we're doing that to hurt you, or that when you do it, to hurt that other person. So it's just becoming aware that this is what has happened in the past. And then I would just think really positively, because you've got some great energy around you with regards to something new happening. And I would say long before, you know, the holidays happen, you are going to be in a new job. So I'm pretty confident that something is coming up, and you'll create what you want as you move into that.
Okay.
Okay. So do let me know what happens though. And let's chat about this again. If you're coming into a situation where you feel, you know, that this pattern may repeat. All right?
Okay, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Perfect. You're welcome.
Have a great night.
You too. So we're going to go to break now. We do have another caller. We'll talk to her when we get back from the break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
So you've tried it all. The diets, the pills, nothing seems to work. You still can't lose weight. Or if you want to stop smoking, you've tried all the drugs and gadgets and gizmos, but the urge to smoke is still too strong. Attend our Weight Loss and Stop Smoking seminars November 3rd at the William Kostick Center in Farmington Hills. The price is only $50 per workshop and includes a one-year guarantee. Space is limited and advanced registration is required for this event. To find out more and to register, visit NewSkyRadio.com. That's NewSkyRadio.com. Or call 248-581-2183. That's 248-581-2183. You can change the way you think about healthy living. You can change your life. We'll show you how. The Weight Loss and Stop Smoking Seminars, November 3rd at the William Kostick Center in Farmington Hills. Register today at NewSkyRadio.com or call 248-581-2183. That's NewSkyRadio.com or call 248-581-2183.
Try to jail ya.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is mastering a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from a relationship with ourselves, with others, to even a relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss this each week, Wednesday nights, right here at 7 p.m. on The Sky. I invite you to join me for this live call-in show where I answer your questions each week. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And tonight we've been talking about how living in the present moment can improve our careers. We have another caller. It's Esther from Illinois. Glad you were able to hold on. Esther, how are you doing?
I'm really good today. Thank you for taking my call, Lori. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. So, what's been going on?
Well, I have applied for so many jobs, so I decided to I applied for this one job over and over. It went off. Now it's back on again. I'm going to apply for it. And I really want the job. Do you see me getting this certain position?
You know, something about, you know, what's been going on here. There's some real wake up here for you. And I'm not, you know, I know we've talked before. Is it the same producer job?
Yes.
Okay.
No, yeah. But this time it's back, and I applied for about five of them so far.
Okay.
So I don't know which one it is, and I'm like the last lady I was on. I really kind of want to get something before the holidays.
I can understand that. Yeah.
So
there's something about, you know, some big wake-up call for you. So something around this, and maybe, you know, is it... I mean, you sound excited. It seems that this is what you want to do. Is it really what you want to do? Is there something else that you're wanting to do that's more?
Yeah, I really kind of want to start with this one because I want, basically, I have a production company and I want to do this project that I'm working on right now.
Okay.
And all I have to do basically is put up my website and see how much, I know it's a great project. It's
right.
Like customer service. You know, it's really nasty in our country and all over because you got to go to India, and I talk to so many people, and there's a lot of people who are willing to, I just want to, you know, figure out why our customer service is so bad right now.
Right. Okay. So that seems to be part of where your energy is, and maybe that's what this is saying, is that, you know, your energy seems to be divided into looking for a type of job that you've done in the past, a type of job that you're good at, a type of job that you even enjoy. But then there's another aspect of you that's clearly, and when I, you know, when I think of customer service, there's an aspect of you that's a little bit angry and frustrated with the way things have been going around customer service. So there's an aspect of you that's wanting to get this out to educate people, to maybe bring back jobs into America to, I mean, there's a part of you that's doing it out of passion and doing it out of, I don't know if there's frustration around it for you, if there has been frustration in the past, but there seems to be something around
it. It's the way people are treated. Our older people are treated bad, and people who speak another language. It's just, we're just not the friendly so-called type. Mom and pop stores a long time ago. But now it's getting, because we're getting so, I think we're just angry as a society right now.
Yeah. Okay. So because your energy is kind of divided in the two areas, there's a part of you that is kind of dreaming about getting this all up and getting this out. And I think you can see a lot of potential in this. What I'm getting around this is it looks like there's a partnership that's going to happen. And the partnership, like somebody that's going to assist you to get it up and to get it out. And it is possible that this is part of your work that you're supposed to be initiating in like, see, we're all so unique. We all have this individuated piece of our soul that is part of the one, but we are, you know, we are individuated at this on this planet at this time. And, you know, we all have this incredibly unique gift, and we are meant to get that gift out. And I think from what I'm picking up around you is that maybe that's what you're here to get out. Maybe this is a piece, and I don't know that it may shift into something else. It may evolve into some, you know, some different things. But I think maybe this is part of the work that you're supposed to get out. And I think if you hold your energy on that, that a lot can manifest in this area. Like, there's so much that this can move into. And I really think that, one, you're going to meet somebody that will allow this to sort of come into fruition, that will, that the two of you will work really well together. And you're going to create something that's really unique, really different, and will offer a lot of creativity for you, as well as getting out who you are and what you're wanting to, what your soul is wanting to sort of get out to the world.
Okay.
So it's different from the last conversations we've had. We've always seen something around you, but this is a little bit, this is not something we've ever talked about before. And so I think that this is where, why the producer jobs haven't been coming through, because there's a part of you that, you know, wants to do it because you're good at it and enjoy it, but your soul is maybe asking to do something else.
Correct.
Yeah.
Let me put that in perspective. One is, I have to have a job in order to get this house that I want. That's where the job comes in.
That's right.
Yeah. And if I get the job, I get the house. And,
right.
You know, because you have to have that.
Well,
that, I mean, you know what I mean?
Don't limit it just because that's what you feel you have to do to get what you're wanting.
Okay.
I think
okay.
you can get what you want by doing what you... I mean, what I get is, I mean, it's not all going to fall into place until you actually meet somebody who is ready to assist you to work on this project with you. And I keep getting that it's a male, but it may just be a very strong... masculine energy, but you definitely need, and this person probably had, what I'm feeling is this person has the money to back it up, to assist you to get where you're wanting to go. And I think it will open you up in ways and different ways that you haven't allowed to be open in a long time. Like, I think, yes, you're feeling burdened, you're feeling this pressure, you really want this particular house, and I do remember that.
Yeah.
You know, just keep holding that's what you want. You just don't have to do it the way you thought you had to.
Okay. But
okay.
Do you feel me getting a job here soon?
So,
I don't know. I mean,
there is success around you, and there's some good things around you. I think it's where you're putting your focus, and I would think about what it is that you want. I know, obviously, what you need, but think about what you want and try and manifest that in a way that will allow you to get everything.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you can create a job, but that doesn't mean it's a career. And it doesn't mean necessarily that it's going to give you everything that you want. And I'm thinking that as you build this vision that you see, you might be able to bring in everything that you want.
Okay.
With it.
Now you know about, I know you already know about the house, and I'm going to let you go here. I don't know how to, the lady, it's a foreclosure home. She said, you need to probably get a lawyer to find somebody. How would I go about getting the lawyer? Do I go out and look for one? Or I have a friend who knows of a person.
Right.
Or do you think it'll manifest itself and everything will fall into place for me?
You know, sometimes we think too new agey, and we actually have to, you know, create the actions to manifest this stuff. So I would put it out. I would definitely talk to people. If people have given you some recommendations, then talk to them. If they may not be the person that you go with, but at least you may get more information.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'll do that.
Okay. And let me know what happens, because I think, you know, as you focus more, I mean, focusing on the home that you want, that's where you want to put your energy, because that's really the thing that you're wanting right now.
Correct.
It's not necessarily the job. However, it will all manifest as you bring it all together. So see every area of your life, how they complement together for you. And, you know, just be really open to everything that comes through you. But if you feel this need to bring this, you know, this new idea to fruition on service, then do that. Because I think I see a lot of energy around that.
Okay. I think I know where you're going. Okay, sweetheart.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless you, baby. Thank you.
You too. All right. So we're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can use our instant feedback right on the front page of newskyradio.com. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Join us for dynamic transformations. Acclaimed sound healer, author, and radio host Mark Patterson brings you a weekly inspirational message with your 11-minute miracle, followed by the best mediums, psychics, and best-selling self-help authors. Join us for the best new thought program out there, Dynamic Transformations with Mark Patterson, Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. New SkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries.
Gonna feel like hell tonight. The tears of rage I cannot buy. I'd be the last to help you understand. Are you strong enough to be my man? My man. Nothing's true and nothing's right. So let me be alone tonight. 'Cause you can't.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like these, you need to find a heart's way to clear the blocks to being in your heart, where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this place. I can support you to create space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. I can help you to get back to your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of our work together, your life starts to unfold, become aligned, and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com and we can create a program to assist you. Please take advantage of my free 30-minute consultation to find a heart's way to hear the gentle guidance of your soul. So we have been talking tonight about how living in the present moment can improve our careers. It's a live call-in show. Do give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or use the instant feedback right on the main page and send a question. So it's very interesting because, you know, typically our careers very much have to do with the relationships in our careers. And you know, when we think about living in the present moment and we think about how we want to shift from reaction to response. So instead of reacting from an unconscious place, reacting from a fear, reacting from a painful experience in our past that we feel someone did something to us, we want to learn how to respond instead, to see that as a message that we just haven't healed something in our life, that we haven't allowed ourselves to fully incorporate, to fully allow this reaction, this pain, this situation to be integrated into our being. And we spend all this time in reaction mode instead of allowing us to respond, to see it for what it is, to see how it triggers us, to know that we live our life from this perspective, that we are always trying to be lovable and acceptable for who we are, that somehow because of the way we were brought up, because of the conditions that we were placed on us, that love isn't unconditional, that love is conditional, and that we have to be these good people, that we have to do everything right, and that we have to change who we are. We just need to accept ourselves. We need to accept our humanness. We need to understand the humanness and how it plays out its role in our life. Things happen. They don't necessarily happen to us. It feels like it's happening to us, but really what's happening is we're just reliving these patterns, these choices that we made when we came into this life to heal, these choices that we made to integrate these emotional reactions, these emotional beliefs that we want to integrate into our whole being, so that it's not just this unconscious reaction that happens. We don't just immediately go into drama or go into our core problem, which, you know, for many of us is around abandonment. I think we all feel that we have to do this alone. We all feel this push to be independent. The masculine energy that has sort of dominated on the planet for so long has made us believe that we have to do things all the time, that we have to always be striving to be better. That's the ego. To, you know, we're always trying to analyze and to figure everything out in our minds, and we need to come back into a place of being. We need to drop back into our body and show up from a place of just authenticness, to just be who we are and to know that that's enough, that that is lovable and acceptable. And that's how we live in the present moment. And that's when we have to breathe to bring ourselves back into our body or to, you know, to focus on something that brings us back into our body so that we're not always projecting into the future and we're not always reflecting from the past, but that we're actually in our bodies right now so that when we think about these things, when these things come into our perspectives, when we start trying to figure out why these patterns keep repeating, why this core issue keeps being triggered, why all our experiences seem to show up the same way, that we can actually comprehend them within our body, not just within our heads, not just within our minds, but actually within our whole body. And that allows us to be fully present. It also allows us to integrate it more completely and more wholly. And it's a really interesting journey that we're on. It's really trying to figure out, you know, are you reacting from fear or are you choosing from a place of love? Are you choosing to respond? Love doesn't always mean, you know, that there's not pain, because you can be truly open and truly from this place and yet, you know, we can still feel that love. We do have a caller. We don't have a lot of time. It may be something we can answer quickly. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Rhonda Carrier.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Lori. I actually was calling because I do have some very set patterns related to authority issues.
Authority?
In my job, yeah. I have a real, you know, I have a real challenge with just, I believe it's authority, or maybe it's male authority, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, authority often comes from a parental figure, so that's a definite one that you need to look at. So I can't give you a lot of help because the show is almost over, but I want you to really think about this, and maybe what you could do is you could call in next week, and we could go over it a little bit more detail, and maybe by next week you'll have a little bit more information. What do you think about that?
Okay, Lori.
Okay. So think about, you know, think about that pattern. Think about how authority has shown up in your life. And then next week, Wednesday at 7 p.m., give us a call, and we will go back into that, and we'll try and expand on it so that you can look at the patterns and maybe give you some help through present moment awareness to shift it.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank
All right. You. Perfect. You're welcome. All right. So I'm Lori Houston, and my website is intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email, phone consultations and readings, remote healings and clearings for personal home and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show on my website on Thursday evenings. My guest tomorrow is Tracy McBurney, and it's a very interesting show, so I do encourage you to listen. It's at 7 p.m. Eastern Time as well. Do take advantage of my free 30-minute consultation of Finding a Heart's Way to hear the gentle guidance of our soul. And may love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Radio, powered by CBS.